You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Lizzie O'Leary. Now for a look at the gig economy, which isn't just Uber and Lyft drivers. It can include musicians and graphic designers working one-off jobs, people getting cleaning or delivery jobs via apps, or selling goods on sites like Etsy or eBay. A recent Marketplace Edison research poll found that only 39% of these workers are women. And while there are generally more men than women in the broader workforce, the disparity in the gig economy is even worse. So we gathered a group of women with different gig economy experiences to chat with us. Kelly Buttrick of Athens, Georgia, has been a voiceover actor for more than 15 years. Christine McCormick in Roanoke, Virginia, has been a digital marketing consultant for about a year and a half. And Melissa Ramirez of Queens, New York, has worked as a pet service provider for about 3 years. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks for having us here.
Do you all consider yourselves gig workers or something else?
This is Kelly. Absolutely. Every job you have is essentially the last one. I work from job to job to job to job. And I basically do anywhere from 4 to 7 voiceover sessions a day. And so
wow.
When they're done, you're working on trying to market yourself so that you can generate more sessions for the next day.
What do you think are the biggest challenges in making sure that you have consistent work and that you are making enough money?
So this is Melissa from New York. I've always thought like, oh, I'm so lucky. Like every time I leave a job or something, I find another and it's like, oh, luck, luck, luck. But I don't think it has so much to do with luck as the effort you put in, the drive you have to make something happen. You know, when you don't have a job or when you just left your job, you have this kind of drive inside of you to like find something else. Like you need to pay the bills. You need to like do something with your life.
This is Kelly from Athens. I agree that luck is really preparation meets opportunity. I have learned over the years that it's best to outsource those things that I'm not good at. For example, bookkeeping. I am awful with numbers. So I hired somebody to take care of that for me so that I could focus on the things that I am good at, which is relationship building and voicing.
Christine, how does your home life affect how you think about working in the gig economy and how you structure your work?
My home life actually kind of dictates how I work and when I work. I have 3 growing, very busy girls, aged 9, 11, and 13, and I'm a single parent. And so I think that's what drew me to the gig economy is having the flexibility to be there for my children while still making enough money to, you know, pay the bills and support our lifestyle.
Do any of you have any particular ideas as to why it is you think women work fewer of these jobs in the gig economy than men do?
So this is Melissa from New York. Women haven't really been pushed or maybe like taught that, you know, we can be our own bosses in a sense, that we can create our own jobs and our own experiences and all of this stuff. Not all women have grown up that way, but I feel like it's definitely a thing that's kind of been happening for many years.
Do you all feel like you're making enough money?
This is Kelly in Athens, and heck yes.
There you
okay.
go.
Good to hear.
I don't mean that to sound in a braggy way, only that I have worked really, really hard, and it's nice to have that monetary recognition.
Yeah. So Melissa from New York, I kind of started from the bottom and raised my prices as I went, you know? When I look back, I'm like, whoa, did I really kind of work for that little? But it was to build up a clientele, to build up a business. I don't ever raise prices on my old clients. That's how I show them, like, I thank you so much for believing in me when I just started kind of thing. But also now, once I, you know, kind of gradually raise my prices, I see that people are still coming in because now I have this different reputation and people feel like they can trust me better and they understand that like I'm on a different level than somebody that's just starting that they don't know if they can trust.
And how do you think about things like healthcare and retirement and planning for the future?
So I am actually going to say my age, shall I? I'm 25. So I feel old, but I know I'm not. So I'm actually still on my dad's insurance, which is amazing right now. But mm-hmm. I have about 6 months to, like, get on my own insurance. So that's terrifying. But I'm okay with, like, not having insurance through my job because I feel like the flexibility and the fact that I can, like, control my schedule, my pay, like, that's all a reason for me to feel okay about that.
So this is Christine from Roanoke, and as a Gen Xer, I'm not going to say my exact age, but I'm acutely aware that the old system of working for an employer and having benefits and then retiring and having a pension, I mean, I know that's gone away. I have insurance because of the Affordable Care Act.
Just to check in, we're speaking with Kelly Buttrick of Athens, Georgia, a voiceover actor, Christine McCormick in Roanoke, Virginia, a digital marketing consultant, and Melissa Ramirez of Queens, New York, about working in the gig economy. In our poll, we found that women in general were more financially anxious than men, and that gig economy workers were also more anxious than traditional workers. And I'm wondering if that matches up with what you all are experiencing and what you're hearing from other people who work jobs similar to yours.
I understand, like, yes, you know, you never know when your next job is coming, in a sense, but also there's also anxiety when you're working at a different job and you have deadlines and people are telling you what to do, or sometimes people tell you what to do and you know that it's not right, but you feel like you have to do it because, you know, they're above you. I personally think that I have less anxiety now. I feel a lot more in control and comfortable.
This is Kelly in Athens, and I just want to say I love Melissa's attitude about that. And that is not an attitude that I had thought about, or a viewpoint that I had thought about before, is that maybe one of the reasons why I am less stressed out than my friends in corporate jobs is because I am in control.
This is Christine in Roanoke. I think in all sectors, you have anxiety because job security is a thing of the past, no matter who you are and what you do. And so, like Kelly said, that we are more in control, I think, lessens the anxiety, but maybe it's a different type of anxiety as well. But I definitely feel it's less than somebody else looming over you and, you know, handing you a pink slip.
Do you all want to remain in the gig economy?
This is Kelly in Athens, and you're going to have to drag me out.
I agree 100% with Kelly. This is Christine in Roanoke. I could never go back to a cubicle farm. I could never go back to somebody else controlling my schedule. This will be the way I work until I'm done working.
Melissa in New York. I definitely see myself doing, like being more of a boss in the future, I guess. I would love to be, like, a little higher up where I can let my money work for itself, in a sense. Definitely would want to have, like, people working for me, and, like, they're my gig economers, or not sure if I'm saying that right, but...
That works. We can make new terminology since we're coming up with new terms. Do you all feel like our economy is set up to help you work in the way that you want to?
I do not. And this is Christine from Roanoke. And this goes back to trying to navigate healthcare and trying to navigate benefits and trying to navigate retirement, or when you're negotiating contracts as far as, you know, what your rights as a freelancer are. I don't think our economy is there. I don't think it's structured to protect gig workers. And I think I'm hoping that that changes and that gets easier to navigate.
Do you all have any questions or advice for each other?
This is Kelly, and all I can tell other women in the gig economy is make friends with other, as Melissa calls them, gig economers, especially women gig economers, because we all get it. And being able to call upon a sister in the gig economy when you have questions about outsourcing or about insurance that you're getting or investing, or if you're Melissa and you want to grow your business and have employees, then it's so nice to have mentors. And as you grow in your business, also look behind you and look for those people new to the gig economy. Look for those women who are just entering and have the deer in the headlights look, and reach out and help them as your sisters ahead of you have helped you along the way.
Thanks so much to Kelly Buttrick of Athens, Georgia, Christine McCormick of Roanoke, Virginia, and Melissa Ramirez of Queens, New York. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.